Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Peter Hammond from Frontline Ministries in Africa. Now, you have to understand that you're not getting the truth from the controlled media. And if you watch ABC, CBS, NBC every evening for news, why, you're going to get just exactly what the people who control the media wants you to get. And believe me, it's all control. They all interlock. There are five major corporations that control the media. I mean, we're talking about AOL, we're talking about Bertelsmann, we're talking about certainly the Rupert Murdoch, Disney, and NBC, that's controlled by General Electric. These five mega corporations control the media, and they focus your attention on Britney Spears, on Paris Hilton, upon NBA basketball in the upcoming NFL season. While millions of people are starving to death in Africa, there people are being slaughtered in South Africa. Refugees from Zimbabwe going into South Africa, blacks trying to get food and lodging, and they're being necklaced and killed and beaten to death just within this last few weeks. A number of 40, 50 Zimbabweans who fled from the tyranny that we had imposed upon the people of Zimbabwe, formerly Southern Rhodesia. That many people have been killed. And not a word in the American media about the massive riots, taking place in Rhodesia, the starvation in Rhodesia. With us from South Africa is Peter Hammond. He has a missionary program there, and he and the people who work with him, the teams that they put together, are going into countries all across Africa and in Eastern Europe to bring the message of the gospel. But Peter, raised in Rhodesia, can give us a pretty good idea of what's really going on there. Peter, what's happening in what used to be Southern Rhodesia, is now called Zimbabwe, in a nation where the government there was imposed by the American State Department and Henry Kissinger back in 1980 over the objections of the Rhodesian people, whose really only mistake was in believing what they thought were their friends. And as you've said so often, Rhodesia wasn't defeated by their enemy. It was betrayed by their friends in the American State Department. So you pick up the story and tell us what's going on there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, what's going on in Zimbabwe right now is an absolute fight for life. The wicked Marxist dictatorship of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe is waging a war against its own people. It's actually a war against the church and against God, too. It's a war against the poor. They are bulldozing down the homes of poor people. They are flattening whole suburbs that have voted against Robert Mugabe. They are beating up to the point of death and burning people alive, stabbing people, hacking people to death in retaliation for the people daring to vote in the general elections just passed 2 months ago for the opposition. I mean, how dare anybody think that an election is an opportunity that you might vote for the other side? And so what's going on right now is an absolute war of terror that's being waged by Robert Mugabe with Red Chinese arms, we should say. Red China's been shipping out and flying in massive amounts, millions of rounds of ammunition, thousands of rocket launchers and mortars for Robert Mugabe's government to do some voter education, to educate the people as to how to vote the right way. And, okay, they voted out the government 2 months ago, but the Marxist dictatorship's still there. And now they're saying they've got to have another election, and this time the people are being taught by this campaign of terror how to vote wisely. That's the quote. You voted foolishly last time. This time you must vote wisely. And they're literally bludgeoning these poor, suffering Zimbabwean people into oblivion in the run-up to this so-called election.
And what people really don't understand is that this illegitimate government run by a Marxist thug named Mugabe that has killed tens of thousands of people, slaughtered them. You're never going to hear about that in the United States. He was brought to power by the American State Department, which, of course, knew what was best for Zimbabwe. And, of course, what's even more tragic, of course, is that this illegitimate government is being kept in power by the British government, which is giving sending money over there, by the United Nations. America, of course, is sending money under one guise or another to keep this thug in power. They're sending money under the name of fighting AIDS or helping agriculture or paying their dues to the United Nations, which then, of course, you know, provides the food for Mugabe's army, because, of course, there's no food in the country, but the United Nations is feeding the army and the police while the people are starving. But you pick up the thought, you know, what's really happening? What effect is American foreign aid having on Africa and foreign aid from the West?
It's absolutely wicked and tragic, Dr. Stan. The Western foreign aid, which no doubt many people think is going to actually help the poor people in Africa, is actually not. It's helping the dictatorships that are oppressing and exploiting and bludgeoning into silence and oblivion the long-suffering people of Africa. The people of Africa would not have these wicked governments ruling over them for so long if it wasn't for foreign aid. Now, many people think, well, what can we do? We see the images on the TV. We see in the newspapers, we see people are starving in Africa. Surely we have to send them aid. Well, yes, if it's person to person, church to church, if it's personal, if it's local, if it's on the ground, going straight to the people through missions, that's obviously going to help people, yes. But what we need in Africa is not foreign aid. We need freedom. Freedom from tyranny, from Marxism, from socialism, from these kind of dictatorships. But the problem is that the aid that comes from the U.S. aid and from the World Food Program, from the United Nations and the European Union, that is going to the governments, the very same governments which are burning the crops, killing the livestock, poisoning the world, oppressing the people, the ones who are doing the scorched earth policies, such as in Sudan. Are they the ones getting the aid from these governments and from these non-governmental agencies and especially from the UN and the US aid? And that is absolutely counterproductive, because what we are seeing is these dictatorships are basically being kept in power by this relief aid. They either sell the aid, they export the aid, they exchange the aid for weapons from China, they use it in every which way as a weapon. In a war, especially when they are using scorched earth and famine as a weapon, then food aid puts a weapon in the hands of that very dictatorship. And so you can see the bankruptcy of these governments. In Zimbabwe, they've got 1,000,000% inflation. Literally, that's the latest. 1,000,000% inflation. They're now printing $500 million bills, $500 million bills, separate individual bills, but it's worth nothing, not even $1.
We'll be back here in just a moment to talk to Peter Hammond about the tragedy that the American State Department has brought to Africa and, of course, to other nations throughout the world, as we finance communism with one hand and the people of the enemy with the other.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, now Rhodesia, I understand, is a nation of about, 11 million, something like that. How many people have fled from Zimbabwe, trying to get food or medical care, or simply not be tortured by the thugs being kept in power by the Chinese communists and, of course, the American State Department in Great Britain? I mean, how many people have fled the country?
Well, Dr. Sand, it's at least a half, a good 50%. Before the elections and before the crackdown on the population that had dared to vote against Mugabe, it was estimated that 5 million had fled. It's got to be more by now. So 50% of the people have voted with their feet by fleeing from this tyranny.
Why is the American State Department and the British Foreign Office keeping these people in power? And of course, my understanding is that the Chinese are moving in and beginning to colonize Africa. The Chinese communists, why are we allowing that? Why are we helping the Chinese communists, to build up their military so that they can colonize Africa?
Indeed, it's absolutely horrific. It seems like China is the new colonial power, and they are pouring into Africa weapons. They are backing up one dictatorship after another. And in Zimbabwe, Chinese is now a compulsory language in the university. There's only one university in Zimbabwe, the University in Harare, and there you are not allowed to study unless you're learning Chinese. Chinese is literally a compulsory subject in this Central African nation, so it's absolutely extraordinary. Many of the farms of the white farmers who've had their productive commercial farms stolen from them have been given to Chinese businessmen, and China is all over Zimbabwe, and it's an absolute outrage when you think that after this election where the people rejected their dictatorship of Mugabe, Red China started to ship through and fly in thousands of rounds of ammunition and millions of rounds of ammunition, thousands of rocket launchers and mortars in order to help Mugabe do this voter education of his people, telling them, no, elections are when you vote for the dictatorship, not against it.
And one of the great human tragedies of modern times, and of course the American people concerned about important things like Britney Spears. So, I mean, certainly the footage is available. What about in South Africa? I understand, of course, there's been terrible treatment of the Zimbabwean refugees, people fleeing for their lives, and of course they get into South Africa, and now they're being attacked by gangs sponsored by the South African government, by the ANC.
Well, indeed, it's absolutely horrific. People who would have been receiving our regular e-updates or frontline news have seen some of these images and pictures and reports of Zimbabwean refugees being burned alive, necklaced, gasoline poured over them and set alight in the streets by Marxist thugs who are supporters of Robert Mugabe's dictatorship and who oppose the Zimbabweans, are now hostile and angry and furious with the Zimbabweans because the Zimbabwean people have rejected the Marxist dictator. I mean, how dare they? Don't understand what elections are for. And so we've literally seen what they call xenophobic riots in South Africa, where they are burning alive Zimbabwean refugees on the sidewalk and burning out their shanty towns, the slums where these poor people have fled to, because they couldn't get food and they were fleeing for their lives from the tyranny in Zimbabwe. And the ANC government's doing absolutely nothing, it would appear, to protect the people of Zimbabwe or speak up for democracy or to ensure that Mugabe steps aside in line with the wishes of the people. He has bankrupted and destroyed his country, and yet the South African ANC governments of Nelson Mandela and Thabo Mbeki continue to prop up this unelected, unpopular Marxist dictatorship in Zimbabwe.
And of course, the ANC government of South Africa was brought together also by brought in power by the American State Department. I mean, they printed up, my understanding, 80 million votes for 40 million voters. So the American State Department could be sure how that election came out. We brought to power that great patriot, Nelson Mandela, built up by the media. But, of course, he's a lifelong communist, They're not going to tell the American people that when he was, of course, inaugurated in South Africa, why there was Fidel Castro and Gaddafi of Libya and the communist dictators from all over the world. And now, of course, your government down there is Marxist, but, and they pretty well destroyed the economy of South Africa, haven't they?
Well, it's definitely on the way down in many ways. We have electrical power failures, horrific ones, citywide all over, even Cape Town and Johannesburg, advanced cities, which have never had power failures before. Since 2005, we've been having regular power failures in Cape Town, so much so that we have generators and fuel at home, at the mission. If we go and have a rally out in public, well, we have to bring our own infrastructure. We take our generator to the local town hall because inevitably there will be a power failure. And sure enough, our last missions rally in the town hall in Cape Town, the power went out at 8 o'clock, and it didn't take us a minute to be up and running again with everything from the PA system, the PowerPoint slides, and so on, because we're so used to power failures now, we just carry on generators to meetings. I don't know if you can imagine, coming from a civilized country like America, what it means to be in a modern 21st century city where you have regular power cuts because the government can't provide enough electricity for the population for some obscure reason.
And, of course, Johannesburg and Cape Town were just like the major cities of the United States. I lived there. I mean, we never had a power outage when I was teaching at the University of Orange Free State there in Bloemfontein. And I lived there during the mid-1970s, wonderful society. You could go walking on the streets at 11 o'clock at night. There was no animosity between black and white. It was created by, of course, the American State Department with the help of the communists. They worked together, but we can't let the American people know that. They've got to think that the communists are the enemy, so that we'll rally behind our government to protect us from the wicked communists who are financed by people, key people in banks and corporations, American corporations. So basically, our understanding in Zimbabwe, the unemployment's running, what, about 85%?
Well, officially, and yes, that's even a year-old statistic. It's got to be much worse by now. But yes, officially, 85% unemployment. The highest unemployment in the world, the highest inflation in the world, 1,000,000%. Today, one brick costs what 20 mansions would have cost in 1980 in Rhodesia. Today, a loaf of bread costs what a luxury car would have cost just 10 years ago. It's incredible to, when I say one U.S. dollar will buy 500 million Zimbabwe dollars. And yet, when I lived in Rhodesia in the 70s, it took three American dollars to buy one Rhodesian dollar. So you can see the absolute destruction of what was once a very efficient agricultural economy, a paradise of a country with the finest game reserves in the world, which was leading the way in Africa to clean, sustainable energy with the very far-sighted Kariba Dam, a hydroelectric plant which provided electricity for the whole country. Rhodesia was really showing the way forward with no racial discrimination, no apartheid, with a qualified franchise, educational ownership, either educational qualification or property ownership got you the vote. And so without any racial calibre, Rhodesia was advancing tremendously. And, of course, the Marxists couldn't allow that kind of multiracial partnership and advanced pro-Western civilization Rhodesia. So they were targeted by the Soviet Union and Red China in the wars in the 60s and 70s. We were the hot part of the Cold War, and we were winning. But then we trusted Henry Kissinger and Andrew Young, Jimmy Carter, and what a disaster. We were assured. I remember when Henry Kissinger came on national TV in Rhodesia and promised the Rhodesian people that America would guarantee the safety and security of their farms and their properties and the rule of law in Zimbabwe, and we didn't need to fear. If we would just accept the U.S. State Department-sponsored settlement, which was basically handing over to these Marxist terrorists, there was nothing for us to fear. And if anyone wanted to move, they would provide them farms and everything they need to set up elsewhere, but there was no need for that because they were going to guarantee the rule of law and property in Zimbabwe, particularly for the farmers. And tragically, we trusted the words of Henry Kissinger, and we allowed our country to be sold out into a Marxist nightmare.
American tax dollars at work. Well, certainly in South Africa, the country's on the way down. You haven't gone as far as certainly as Rhodesia, but I understand, what, 2,000 farmers have been tortured and killed there over the last decade or so?
Yes, since Nelson Mandela became president in 1994, we have had over 2,000 white farmers tortured to death in the most gruesome political, racist-motivated murders. I mean, I've got some of the most horrific pictures of schoolboys being hung in the bathroom, and the most unbelievable torture, staking out grandmothers and putting fires under their hands and their feet. And we're not talking about crime. We're talking about terrorism. 2,000 white farmers murdered. We only have 30,000 white farmers in South Africa. And those farmers used to feed 100 million people in Africa. It was the breadbasket of Africa. And now we're needing to import food into South Africa. It's a disaster. And the ANC government is doing this sort of thing deliberately. They are undermining the rule of law and ownership of property. They legalized abortion, pornography. Since Mandela legalized abortion in South Africa, 700,000 South African babies have been killed legally with taxpayers' money.
Well, of course, you have a pretty good unemployment rate there as well, don't you? A lot of the companies, companies. I mean, when I was there, why, of course, there were all sorts of automobiles manufactured in South Africa. There was a prosperous economy for both the black and the white. Apartheid was disappearing, and now I understand certainly unemployment is rising and tremendous civil unrest.
Indeed, we've got something in the region of 40% unemployment, there's these vicious violence taking place all over against the Zimbabweans right now. We've had all kinds of riots in South Africa recently, much more than we were having back in the 80s when we were on the front page of the newspapers all over the world. But it seems that when a country's being targeted by the Soviet Union and by communist terrorists and Red China, then you've got universities in America having demonstrations in sympathy with the Marxist goals, and the newspapers and TV stations in America very, very concerned that everyone daily are hearing about any reaction of the police without learning about what they're reacting to or the context. Just the zoom lens of selective reporting, not the wide-angle lens of the context. And when the country falls to communism, well, it just slips off the front page, it slips out the newspaper altogether, and you barely hear of it afterwards. It makes you wonder, what is the agenda in the mass media when they always just seem to support Soviet and communist goals, and they never report the atrocities that are going on afterwards in the communist regimes that they were campaigning for?
Well, our president looked into Prime Minister Putin's eyes, the man, of course, who ruled Russia, and said, I saw his soul. I knew I could trust him. Makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Well, anyway, the tragedy that's unfolding in South Africa, but what's happening as far as Christianity in South Africa? What's happening as far as Christianity in Zimbabwe?
Well, I can tell you something very exciting about South Africa at the moment. Although there's a lot of compromise and a lot of cowardice and head-in-the-sand stuff amongst many churches, but there's a hunger for God amongst the farmers, as you would imagine, with the farmers being targeted so much by these Marxist thugs. But we recently had one of the most amazing Mighty Men's conferences. Angus Buchan, a Scottish ex-Rhodesian farmer, he has been having Mighty Men conferences. Last year he had 4,000 farmers there. This year he had 60,000 farmers and other concerned Christians gathering on his farm for prayer and for a weekend of serious seeking God. I mean, there is something going on amongst the farming community and amongst the people in South Africa who have been targeted. And these are mostly white farmers and Christians, just absolutely desperate for the Lord to intervene. And so we can see that there's a hunger in Zimbabwe. Our mission's been smuggling in food and medicines and helping pensioners and pastors and missions there who are just eking out a survival, dying in many cases for lack of insulin, people with diabetes. And yet the church is surviving, and I know many, many Zimbabweans who've fled to South Africa, who've come to Christ. And so, yes, bad times are still good for spiritual work, in the sense that we're seeing where sin increased, God's grace increased much more. We need to continue to pray for these people who are suffering tremendously in Zimbabwe and South Africa.
We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Hammett, Frontline Ministry. South Africa, all of Africa, Eastern Europe. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Eyes, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning is Peter Hammond. And before we go on, Peter, I'd like you to get your website out. I'd like you to get your telephone number out so that if people would like to learn more about your organization or help what you do, why they can reach you. And I would comment that my wife and I believe in what Peter's doing. We're regular supporters. We appreciate the fact he's over there doing something I'm a little too old to do. He's risking his life, and he and the team that he works with risking their life going into countries throughout Africa, bringing the message of the gospel, which is the only hope for Africa, in my estimation. But you go ahead. How can people get in touch with you, learn more about your ministry?
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, it's a privilege serving the Lord and helping the persecuted church. Our website is frontlinefellowship.net, so that's www.frontlinefellowship.net, the email info@frontlinefellowship.net, or you could phone 408-370-1653. So that's 408-370-1653.
All right.
Frontlinefellowship.net.
And they have teams going into all of the trouble spots of Africa, and they're really doing a great job. One of the things I would ask you is, what about the purpose-driven church movement? Is that the movement that put on by Rick Warren, Saddleback Church? Is that having an impact over there in Africa? Is it good or is it bad?
Well, it is having some kind of impact. I don't think it's good at all because, you know, any church that's a Bible-based church is has a purpose anyway. It's fulfilling the Great Commission and glorifying our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need these fads that seem to come from Hollywood every few years. There's a new fad, whether it's the prayer of Jabez, bless me indeed, you know, increase my charity that I may not have pain, and or whether it's this purpose-driven life. We just look at these as distractions and worldly, materialistic, self-centered, sensational things. I would say that many of the Christians in Africa shake their heads at this sort of thing and think, this is a slick marketing campaign, but it's quite far from the Book of Acts type of Christianity that we're seeking to be faithful to.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Angola. Perhaps we could cover what's going on in the Congo, in the Sudan, because, of course, all we hear about is Darfur, you know, and, oh, my goodness, the terrible atrocities in Darfur. We never hear about the 4 million people, many of them Christians, slaughtered in the Congo, the 2 million killed in the southern Sudan, many times by people from Darfur, killing off the Christians there. But why don't you just go to some of the other countries? Of course, maybe we should mention Mozambique and Zambia, because they're examples where the church is growing and where stability has been pretty well reestablished, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. Dr. Stannard, Mozambique's one of our more success stories. When I started this mission back 26 years ago, Mozambique was listed as the least evangelized country in the southern hemisphere, not even 4% Protestants in the entire country. It had been under the Catholic Portuguese for 500 years. They persecuted the church. It was under the Marxist terrorists at that time. There were many animists and Muslims in the country too. So with the war, you can imagine, a pretty difficult mission field. Today, by God's grace, 34% of Mozambique are Protestant Christians. The Marxist dictatorship had to run up the white flag after over a decade and a half of a very courageous fighting by RENAMA, the resistance movement. We had the joy of ministering to RENAMA and training their chaplains and smuggling Bibles and exposing the atrocities of Mozambique, so that many governments, such as Norway and others, Britain, closed off their aid to them when they realized what a lot of atrocities the Frelimo government of Mozambique, the communists, were doing in burning churches, persecuting Christians, shipping off slaves to Cuba to work in the sugarcane plantations to pay for the Cuban troops who were burning the crops in Mozambique. So we exposed a lot of that. Mozambique was my first big mission field. And today the communist government has been toppled. They've given back the guns that they confiscated from people. They've given back the churches they confiscated. There's a freedom of the press. It's not anything close to perfect or the kind of situation you and I would want to live under, but there's been a lot of progress, and our missions are free and legal, and church schools are allowed. And so we've seen a lot of changes there, and 34% now are Protestant Christians. So Mozambique shows that a few people can make a difference, and God answers prayer, and that's encouraging. Angola, well, uneasy peace. That was Portuguese West Africa. Of course, the scene of some of the most colossal conflicts. Well over 1 million people killed in the war there with the Cuban troops, 55,000 strong at any one time, burning down churches and bludgeoning the people. South Africa got involved in fighting the Cubans and helping the resistance movement. Jonas Vimbi's freedom fighters fought very courageously. The war in Angola was intense, and I might say that Ronald Reagan's policy of shipping Stinger missiles to the freedom fighters in Angola did save lives, because the bombing and strafing of churches and villages in Angola in the mid-80s came to a standstill. It shows that a few judicious actions by the U.S. can save lives, and what could have been done in so many other cases if someone had the courage that Ronald Reagan had to ship in Stinger missiles to the freedom fighters of these countries under communist tyranny to help even the score a little bit. And I've got pictures of the Hind helicopters and MiGs that were shot down by U.S. Stinger missiles in Angola. Now, that was U.S. tax dollars being used for good effect for once. However, at the moment, the war's come to an end. It's an easy peace. There's not exactly freedom in the country, but the churches are opening up, and I think the Marxists were beaten to a standstill, and while they still hold on, that's only actually because of the U.S. oil company Gulf Chevron, because Gulf Chevron seems to have been a senior partner of the government of Angola, the Marxist, and they seem to have been paying a lot of the expenses for the Cuban troops to have been in Angola. So we're very unhappy with the role of the U.S. Gulf Chevron oil company, because they seem to have been propping up this Marxist dictatorship and paying many of their bills so that they could continue to oppress the people of Angola.
In fact, at one time there was an oil tanker owned by Chevron. It was called the Condoleezza Rice, named after a professor at the University of Stanford University who was on the board of Chevron Oil Company. Of course, that ship suddenly disappeared and has never been seen again. Well, actually, it didn't disappear. They just changed the name. After all, they couldn't have an oil tanker named after Condoleezza Rice from Chevron that was supporting the communists in Angola, when she became the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. Today, of course, she's the Secretary of State. But, of course, that's a story we never tell in America because we're too busy learning about Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and other vitally important issues. So our attention is diverted away from what's really going on, close working relationship between American capitalism and, of course, Marxism and communism, the government that controls Angola today. Well, what's going on in the Congo?
The Congo has been a communist hellhole for most of its independence, so-called. In 48 years, they only had one election, and that was just about a year and a half ago, amazingly. And at least 4 million people were killed in the Congo just in the last 10 years, and most of them in the late 1990s. A real tragedy, the Congo, but we're doing a lot of mission work right there now and have a team.
Hold on, Paul. We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Hammond at Life Ministry.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment with Peter Hammond, and of course we were beginning to talk about the Congo. So what's going on in the Congo?
Well, Dr. Stan, in this communist chaos of the Congo, we do have a very strong church that seems to have survived, particularly in Katanga. You'll remember during the 1960s, there was one part of the Congo that did not fall to communist chaos, and that was Katanga, under the very enlightened pro-Western Christian leadership of Moise Tshombe. The Katanga continued to be a very stable, mineral-rich country that was exporting, trading with the West, and doing extremely well. And then, incredibly, inexplicably, the United Nations troops invaded the Katanga and forced Katanga, this pro-Western Christian democracy, to rejoin the communist chaos and dictatorship of Patrice Lumumba in the rest of the Congo. And this has been well documented, and the fearful master of people want to read a book about the UN in action. And when they showed their colors very clearly in the early 60s, the fearful master is the book, and the Katanga story is the video documentary on it. And I was right next door in Rhodesia when refugees were pouring across. So I got a bit of a first-hand report from friends at school who had survived this. But today, the Katanga continues to be one of the strongest Christian areas. Incredibly, they have survived some of the worst persecution imaginable, where pastors have been buried alive, even in recent memory, by the communists. And yet the churches are packed. When I went into Congo recently, we had 1,000 people attending our biblical worldview seminar, including some generals, a judge, a mayor, and many, many pastors. We've had thousands at our churches. Charles Van Vake, the man who shot back at the terrorists when they attacked the St. James Church, he's my deputy director, and he's in there right now, and he needs our prayers as he's ministering in the Congo. So we see a window of opportunity. Despite all the communist chaos, it looks like the people on the ground are fed up with communism, are wanting to fight against it. But I must say again, our people would be free if it wasn't for all the Western aid, particularly from the United Nations, who, in the name of helping the poor, are actually only bolstering and subsidizing the very dictatorships who are causing the suffering, and thereby prolonging our suffering.
Almut, of course, the church seems to be doing fairly well there. Isn't there a tremendous hunger for the Lord?
Incredibly so. In fact, one of our missionaries, Susan, ex-naval officer from the South African Navy, he's got a riverboat mission now, which we're supporting, where he is going up and down the Congo River, reaching out to some of the most remote villages. 18 million Congolese live along the river, inaccessible to anything except river. There's no roads at work to get there. But the river, the Congo River, is the lifeline. And we are starting a very ambitious, dangerous mission in this Heart of Darkness. That's the river that inspired the Heart of Darkness novel, the Congo River, to help the churches there. Incredibly, the churches are very resilient, very dedicated, but oh my, what they have suffered. And 48 years of suffering, and we've got to say the United Nations, with the invasion and with the bludgeoning the people to rejoin the communist chaos, they have blood on their hands. It's largely to the UN's credit that so many people have suffered in the Congo for so long.
And, of course, when the Belgians were there, of course, they had roads, they had schools, they had, you know, peace and stability. And, of course, when we forced the Belgians to leave, why, I understand lately most of the roads there have simply gone back to potholes and overgrown by the jungle.
Yes, indeed. It's absolute disaster for us to travel there. You know, you could have driven across the Congo, which is a massive, massive territory, in 4 days back in the 1950s on good roads and normal car. Today, with a four-wheel drive Land Cruiser with winch and snorkel, you couldn't get across the Congo in 4 months. It would not be possible. It's totally and utterly wrecked beyond comprehension, blown up bridges, destroyed roads. It's impossible. And so, you know, this country, which was advanced, and now they're calling this the developing world. It's not developing. It's going in the opposite direction. And all of this is thanks to the State Department and the United Nations, which have betrayed stable pro-Western Christian governments like that of Moise Tshombe of the Katanga into the hands of Marxist thugs such as we have now in Zimbabwe, Mugabe. And this is a consistent pattern. You know, when somebody does something stupid, you'd say, well, you know, we're all human. We make mistakes. When a person makes the same mistake over and over, you say, that's really dumb. When one continually makes the same mistake, you've got to say there's a hidden agenda. And so, is this possible that the Western governments are just foolish, that they continually betray pro-Western stable Christian democracies and put in power Marxist dictators? Is this just foolishness? Is this ignorance? Is this an accident? Or is this a planned policy? And we in Africa have started to say things like, and I heard this from our dear friend Jonas Vimby in Angola before he was murdered. He said, it's better to be America's enemy than America's friend. If you're America's enemy, you will probably be bought. But if you're America's friend, you'll certainly be sold. And it's exactly what Ian Smith said. We were never beaten by our enemies. We were betrayed by our friends.
Amen to that. Well, it's about time the American people understood where their tax money is going. Let's quickly touch on Darfur and, of course, at the western part of the Sudan, and then what's happening in the southern part of the Sudan, where the Christians, of course, apparently are living in, with an uneasy peace with their Arab neighbors, being financed by China Petrol Company, a branch of the Chinese Communist government that was allowed to raise billions of dollars here in American markets so that they could fund the Sudanese government, which is kind of slaughtering the Christians in southern Sudan. But pick up the story about that.
Yes. You know, Dr. Stan, people need to know that the Christians have been slaughtered in Sudan by the hundreds of thousands. In fact, about 2 million people killed. Most of them Christians have died in the over 50 years jihad against Christians. And it's been done with Chinese weapons. Red China's been arming the National Islamic Front government of Sudan. And I think people must know that. But it's incredible that such a vast amount of media attention, even church attention, has been given to the sufferings of Muslims in Darfur, in western Sudan, while they are completely ignoring the vastly greater, the much longer tragedy of Islamic jihad against the Christians of southern Sudan and the Nuba Mountains. And the media has shown little interest in this jihad against the Christians. They've done comparatively little for the Christian victims of jihad in southern Sudan. But for some reason, the last 6 years of low-intensity conflict in western Sudan, in Darfur, has received enormous worldwide media and celebrity and government attention. But Darfur is a 99% Muslim area in western Sudan. It's Muslim-on-Muslim violence. It's typical Arab banditry that's been going on for centuries. It's sad, it's tragic, it's ugly, but it's Muslim Arabs fighting Muslim blacks. But what people are ignoring is what the Christians have been suffering in much greater amounts over in the Nuba Mountains in southern Sudan.
We got to let you go. Bye-bye. God bless. Our guest has been Peter Hammond. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest was Peter Hammond. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Now, if you question what's really going on, you need to get our material. Certainly we have a DVD. It's entitled The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. It's my interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away, simply pointing out we fund financing communism, the Nazis, we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, the best enemy money could buy. And since we have a book by the same title, we have the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You need to read that to understand how communism has been financed since its inception. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, another book we carry in port. We also have Wall Street and FDR, three books written by Professor Sutton. We have my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you tremendous insight into how we have financed communism, given the military secrets. We're doing this today with the Chinese communists. Everybody thinks that Bill Clinton gave them the Chinese communists the information on how to aim their satellites, how to MIRV their satellites, their missiles, so they could be used against America. He gave it for $100,000 in campaign contributions? Of course not. We always build up our enemies, because what people don't understand is there are all sorts of secret agreements, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that direct what's transpiring throughout the world. So you'll certainly want to get our material. Let me suggest a pamphlet we have called the Communist Capitalist Alliance. The Communist Capitalist Alliance. The other books, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and FDR, and then, of course, the DVD and the book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You need to understand that most of what you think you know just is not true. The real purpose of American foreign policy is to build up communism throughout the world in preparation for the coming of the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the enthronement of the New World Leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Another four-tape set that tells you some of what's going on in Rwanda, where they slaughtered 800,000 Christians in 6 weeks. They slaughtered 800,000 Christians back in 1994. It's called The Other Holocaust. It talks about Armenia, but also talks about the tragedy of what happened in Rwanda and why they had to kill all the dogs there. Why did they have to kill all the dogs? Because, of course, they had feasted on human flesh, so many of them, and they had to kill them because otherwise they would continue killing America, killing the people of Rwanda. So they had to kill all the dogs. A great human tragedy that most Americans do not really understand. And the same thing, is happening. Similar things are happening and have happened in Africa, and you're never allowed to hear, because, after all, we have to talk about important things. Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, NBA. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet 9 hours a day. Of course, we want you listening to the American Freedom Network as well. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray the American people begin to wake up. Go to our webpage. Learn about what's really going on. And then pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Or for business. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.